The following is intended for mature audiences only. Discretion is advised.
On today's episode of The Fat Signal,
we're going to be talking about Star Trek, the next voyage. Josh kick and Pete.
The next voyage.
Great. So Jordy, how you doing today, Jordy?
Who's that?
It's you, my brother.
No, seriously.
It's that guy.
Who's that?
It's that guy, Rainy Rainbow guy.
Oh, Reading Rainbow. I'm only known as Kunta Kinte.
Yep.
Reading Rainbow and Kunta Kinte, bro.
Here's the thing, is that if you don't know him as Kunta Kinte, you definitely know him as Geordi LaForge from Star Trek, for sure. Star Trek is what we're talking about today. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. Thanks for tuning in. Like and subscribe and follow if you haven't already. This is Tim.
Boo! Y'all know who Boo is. Quit playing the game.
And you got Raph the Man over here. What's up, y'all?
And there's Raph.
We're all talking Star Trek today. This episode, out of the blue, was selected by Boo. Did not mean for that to rhyme, but it is the truth. Boo, why are we talking about Star Trek today?
Because you had nothing to talk about recently, and it makes you feel better if we do an episode that you like. Let's get real.
Hey.
You were very interested in this one. You were texting me more than once a day. It was weird.
So, out season three Picard of... Star Trek had just wrapped up around the same time that Mandalorian season three or four.
Three.
I was,
by the way, off record, Mando f-ed up Picard. Continue.
I don't think that's a debate that's even in question, Boo. That's like saying
he'll just set the phasers to 10. It's done. Vaporize.
That best card.
Now we're talking American. We're talking American phaser,
no,
bro.
It's,
come on.
It's,
now we're getting it's that best.
Now
card
we're now. Getting into the long heated debate that has, in my opinion, forever been pointless.
Yes.
If you ask me,
hold on. Yeah. Let me just give you guys a point. I barely got into this Star Trek shit. Tim will tell you, my only knowledge of Star Trek was that documentary, Star Trek documentary, Nat Geo about the whales. So. And about an apocalyptic event that can happen. So it was a great Star Trek documentary about an apocalypse.
I asked him, we were sitting down one day and I'm on the phone and I'm like, I'm going in my head like, listen, I know that Star Trek could get a little bit preachy for someone like Boo. Like, I could see that. But there's a bunch of cool happening in there that I'm really surprised didn't catch on with Boo. I mean, we got Geordi, we got, you know, Worf is bad. Captain Sisko,
Data, Picard.
Who the is Geordi, bro?
So we're going, you know, how is he not even like, and so he goes, listen, do you want to know the only Star Trek thing I've seen? This will explain some things. The only one I've seen is the whales one. And when he told me that, you could hear me laughing from outside the atmosphere. Just like Kirk screaming Khan. If the whales one is the only thing anyone has ever seen, we're talking Star Trek 4. And this also goes against the long known rule of only even number Star Trek movies are good ones. I gotta tell you, man, if number 4 of the original movies is the first thing you watch without watching anything else.
That Geo documentary.
Go. Figure
70 minutes of the movie is wet Spock and Captain Kirk trying to get some strange. It's like, come on.
I remember Tim telling me, I'm like, I just had to know when he said it was the whale episode, the whale one. I was like, oh,
get out of here.
Now Raph said something funny just now. He said the whale episode, and that's the thing. I don't think you're gonna hear any debate from any Star Trek fan really that the movies are better than Star Wars. Cinematically, Star Wars is always going
to
kick
But us. If Star Wars decided to have a TV show back then, it would still murk that. But that's another subject for another day. We're going to go over these Star Wars to understand Star how the Trek, fuck this shit Star so got popular. You correct yourself. Don't correct me, ho.
Fuck off, Jordy.
Now, back to this.
These are logs that Boo wrote down as he was going through.
For each movie.
His journey, his trek.
First off, starting off with the first one, I don't like Decker. Decker's annoying. Sorry if you're a famous CEO. Never liked your character in Star Trek. It was weird. Even when I found out...
Decker was who again?
Decker was who was, I guess, in control of the Enterprise before Captain Kirk took it over.
Oh, so that guy got hit with allegations some time ago. So I think he's long been canceled, actually.
When you're watching Star Trek for the first time and you watch the motion picture...
Woo.
70% of the crew don't like this Captain Kirk. Only 30% like them. So you're confused from the beginning.
It was a strange film because you're getting Admiral Kirk and not Captain Kirk, which is we come to find out a very he's different bigger. Character.
Here's another one. No action in the movie for about 2 hours. What? Nothing but talking.
You're supposed to get high off of some like really crazy visuals. Didn't they really
steal
do
the whole Brainiac thing, which came out 20 years before it. They stole the whole Brainiac thing from DC, so you could tell them.
I'm surprised you haven't brought up the 3 minute long tour of the Enterprise when they're just going around the ship. Just and the music just like going, there's nothing happening.
It's, Tim, that's it's like just that for you guys that have seen the Enterprise all those times. That's cool for you guys.
It wasn't cool for anybody.
No, like, it wasn't even cool for us.
Nobody.
It wasn't
that.
Cool
I was like,
for
right,
nobody. It was like,
dude, we already know the schematics of this goddamn thing. Most nerds already got the books.
I don't. That's the thing. That's like, you guys are letting yourself, you're answering your own question, but you're not answering the question of a person who's never seen Star Trek like you guys. So, for example, if a person
let me ask you something, Boo. Did you enjoy that?
Shut up.
First off, I answered your question. I answered your question before you even asked it when I told you that was one of the cool parts about it. Because a person that's not in the Star Trek, who's never in like me, who's maybe cares about 15% of that, the main thing is liking that. So for example, if a person who really ain't into Star Wars but hears about the Millennium Falcon, it's gonna automatically would like a breakdown of it. Because why? Like me, I already know the breakdown of it. Or an X-Wing would like to know what an X-Wing is, not being into it. So yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. To a like you that's already flourished his brain full of this shit already, of course. So it's like me watching Star Wars and they break down. I know this shit. Get to the real shit. I get it, but it was helping other people like me, obviously.
Well, they do show the warp drive. They show.
I mean, hilariously enough, most people, even not like most non-Star Trek fans watching it, were sitting there going, okay, but can we see it move this. Though?
You're talking to a man who's wearing visors for he does not know a history thing about.
Continue. Well, that's why we have a podcast, Boo. We're different, but I'm saying.
But that's still hilarious.
But most people watching, like after maybe. After 30 seconds, after 30 to 40 seconds, they're like, oh, we're still doing this.
I'll give you a point. My wife was looking at me like, what the f- are you making? Then I took a picture. I showed her. I said, the blind on Star Trek. That's all I put in. Blind on Star Trek.
And this Lady and Rainbow guy, you man.
Blind nigga on Star Trek, bro.
And you had hard R on it, too. Up,
I didn't say that's you. Racist. Don't get me monetized because you want to put the hard R at the end of it.
You didn't now, repeat back that. To what I was Josh, Josh, run the replay on that.
Run the replay. I don't care. I know what I say. I know when I say.
I am deeply sorry, LeVar.
Back to what I was saying. I cut it off for about 20 minutes and had to sit there and be like, are you kidding me? When I found out it was Voyager from 300 years ago, satellite that decided to be Brainiac now.
Yeah. No one liked that ending. Not a one.
That was. Stupid.
There was nobody who sat there was like,
and in person, personally, Decker wants to mate with it. It's like, you weird. I knew you was weird. That's what I'm saying, bro.
I mean, He was pretty weird in a lot of areas, it seemed. That guy, what's the actor's name who played Dector? Who was on? He was the dad in Seventh Heaven.
Ugh, I never watched that. Thank God.
The f- is that?
That was a very popular, very popular.
That was a very popular church program back in the 60s.
60s? I thought like 90s, like, and throughout the 2000s.
I don't know, Tim. I'm just spewing.
Big time show in the 90s, early 2000s. You had like David Gallagher and shit.
That's probably the opposite in racial people, because, you know, I was watching Family Matters, Married with Children.
Jessica Biel came out of that show, Seventh Heaven.
Oh, yeah. I never cared. Don't care about her.
So back to Star Trek.
Yeah, I was done with it after the Voyager and him having sex with the robot and all that. And it,
no,
Star Trek.
No,
and,
not even the actors had, I don't think, had the greatest time filming one.
Yeah, it was.
You can kind of tell. You can watch, and like, I mean, man, the uniforms were boring. We got the main, you know, primary colors for the throughout the 60s, and then all of a sudden the movie shows up and we want to go all boring and dull gray.
The best ones were the newer ones with JJ or Jar Jar Abrams. That's another they ain't gonna like me later.
Those were great movies there.
I'm kind of torn. Those movies are how I got into the series. And then after watching everything, it feels very different and not at all what I like about Star Trek now. But
no, it was
like,
great. I thought it was great.
Rolf, but here's the thing, Rolf, you got to look at it this way. If we're going to go to, they lost the ship again. And then this nigga, Captain Kirk, with not the hard R, Rolf.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Shut up, weird activist.
Idiot.
You can keep that to yourself on your own podcast. Now, Klingon aphrodisiac. This, bro, what is a Klingon aphrodisiac?
That's exactly what it sounds. It's an aphrodisiac of the Klingon planet.
It's love potion number 9.
And then we ain't going to talk about, you know, 4 hours till I see a gun. This is two straight movies I ain't seen a gun. Like, really? You're supposed to be voyaging into space. These going out there with paper clips and pencils. And then I'm not a fan of the bug thing. They just totally disregard the whole bug thing where Khan puts the bug in the weird dude's mouth and he turns on him. They completely in that one, like, disregard the and got a bug in them. And then they pulled that same in the new one. Like, these don't realize a parasite was dropped into the captain's body, or whatever you call him, a former employee of the Starship Enterprise's body, and he's sitting there eating yogurt and talking straight family stories with this captain. What is that about?
He probably did that already,
bro. No, never mind. I mean, there's certain things where it's like that.
Hold on, you can't just bring it up and then gloss over it. So you're talking. What do you mean in the new one?
In the new
one, they dropped the parasite in his mouth, and the guy, and he has control over him.
In the new one, which one?
That was Wrath of Khan, was it?
With the Romulans.
Oh no, that was the first one.
In Wrath of Khan, they took parasite.
Oh, okay. No, I thought you were.
And put it in his mouth. Listen.
No, when you said new one, I thought you were talking. No, I know
the new one.
Wrath of Khan is number 2. I thought when you said the new one, you're talking about the Abrams movies. I'm gonna let you
talk. Seems like I know the. More than you then.
So where in the Abrams movies do they do the parasite thing is what I'm asking. I already know about the Wrath of Khan.
When Spock fights the Romulans in that episode, and the original captain that recruited James T. Kirk to be in the academy, that gets captured and took into their ship. They put a bug in him as well.
The best way you can... They go through the med bay and
get the out of here.
See, that's what I'm saying. The movies are not.
It's assumed.
Yeah, this is the problem with the films is that the films are not. You're never going to hear anybody say that the films are great examples of what Star Trek is. At most, First Contact. At most, and not even at that. Really, the television series is where everything's at. That's what Star Trek is. That's where it gets to be everything it wants to be and can be.
But at the same time, no, you're falling into that same trap, though, because that's how they made them new movies. They weren't going to be like the old movies. They're going to be new, you know, new takes on old movies.
So now we'll fast forward, because we know what 3 and 4 is. 3 and 4 is about Spock looking for that. Oh, spoiler. He dies, guys, at the end of 2. They send a whole episode looking for him, and Kurt's illegitimate deadbeat dad sons dies.
Not much of a spoiler. Most people know what happens.
Kurt's son dies. Boo hoo. You didn't even know the is alive. You know what I mean? Then you get the great documentary, whale documentary about sperm whales. And then, you know, after that,
not Star Trek fans don't. No Star Trek fans that I know don't really give two about Kirk's son either. I've been trying to tell Boo this whole, like, he's been deliberately going through the films, and I'm like, but that's not, you're not getting Star Trek. You're getting
the movies.
You're getting the moneymaker machines. You're getting the things that.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You have to watch the Desilu production, the TV show, man. That's what it was all about.
Okay. Now back to this. Let's fast forward to the J.J. Abrams ones, because J.J. Abrams only did two. The last one was done by another person.
No, it was produced by him, and they were, and it was written by, and it was else. Written. Most of them were written by Simon Pegg, the guy who plays Scotty. It was written by him. And another dude, and yeah, and it was third was directed by someone else.
And Butcher's in it, bro. That's what I liked about it. Butcher was in it, bro.
Butcher from where?
The Boys.
Oh, Carl Urban. Got it.
Yeah, you're gonna not hear me give their real names. You're just gonna hear me say the roles that they were in, except for Whoopi Goldberg, that's been in one or two movies.
She was in the entire run of Star Wars Next Generation.
What else was there? Kelsey Grammer, Tom Hardy, Idris Elba. The only thing I realized is that these people want to be in the Star Trek just as bad as they want to be in a Star Wars movie.
Maybe there are more.
Yeah, you have so many people show up in throughout the series. Like,
what I don't like is cheating. They cheat so much to cheat themselves out of story writing is time travel. Time travel is a big thing in this. Dude.
They do it all the time, though.
It is, but also you get the worst examples of it in the films, which is what turns you off to it in the first place. The shows do it. Time travel is like one of the staples in Star Trek. It's like a space anomaly that happens in a multitude of different ways. And it's not just like, oh, we go back different years. Sometimes it's like quantum loopholes and like that word, like they're stuck in like this hour-long loop and they have to try and figure out a way to get out of it.
What's cool is watching them movies now and seeing the actors in them. So like Chris Hemsworth can sit there and say to what's his name, Captain Kirk, the actor, like, who's your daddy?
It's fun to have like little weird interactions like that.
I'm your daddy, you better recognize me.
The super crossovers just come,
I don't wear, and then Spock, I got the weird Yoda vibes from Spock.
Yoda vibes. Are you talking about old Spock?
Both Spocks. The whole
Spock period.
Yeah, Spock period, dude. It's fake Yoda.
They write it the same kind of.
Well, one, he came first, but two, I don't really get Yoda vibes from Spock.
Whoa, who came first?
Spock did.
Okay, I get Yoda vibes from Spock.
I don't see
maybe
that.
Maybe you get Spock vibes from Yoda.
No, I get Yoda vibes from Spock.
I don't see.
One
maybe
Jedi's
old
taking
Spock.
Down the whole Enterprise.
Maybe Ambassador Jedi. Spock, but not even then. Because
you get Mace Windu and take down the whole Enterprise by himself.
You can take the kids and drop the kids through that shit. They'll fucking take out the Enterprise.
The kid, yeah, the younglings.
The younglings.
Face. The younglings mop them up in 4 hours, bro. You get Jar Jar, baby Anakin, 18-year-old Obi-Wan, they'll mop the floor with the whole Enterprise.
Yeah, but that's like pitting what?
Or just drop one Darth Maul.
I'll give him one Darth Maul or angry
one Darth
Vader.
Maul.
It's a wrap.
I'm saying that's like taking Pokemon trainers, not even the Pokemon, and putting them against Saiyans. Like, what kind of a debate is that? Like, of course,
Darth Maul.
That's why no one.
I don't know. Mewtwo
that's why the debate
can hold
is done,
bro. Against possibly some of them Dragon Ball, bro. Some of them Saiyans.
You're saying who can hold his own?
Mewtwo.
No, I said Pokemon trainers, not the Pokemon. The Pokemon. I said the Pokemon trainers.
That's not in the same boat. It'd be more like the Pokemon
yes,
versus
it
the
is.
Saiyan. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Me and you against Jedi. Of course it's over. What kind of stupid shit
is
that?
That's what Star Trek versus Star Wars is. No one has superpowers in Star Trek.
Spock does.
No, he doesn't.
Spock's got powers.
That's being an
You guys got weird guns, weird there ain't no red matter in Star Wars.
Yes, there is. They just don't use it like that.
All right, these glasses are with me, bro.
maybe it's not a real life theory at that, but it's still like, it's based off of just, it's science fiction. It's science. It's not science fantasy. It's science fantasy in the sense that like what if we got this progressed enough?
Tim, what about you know, Q from The Next Generation?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Yeah, Q's thank you, Josh. Thank you, because I had no. Who the is Q? What the is Q? Because apparently he shot these across the galaxy. What the is that about, huh?
He's kind of like a character that's been ongoing since the beginning of the series, like an homage to one of the first ones. He's just like an interdimensional being.
Q is
a demigod.
Q is... He's a multi-dimensional alien, a part of an
interdimensional.
He's like dimensions above. They're basically reality benders and like that. They're like Dr. Manhattan's, more or less. They can do whatever the they want.
He lives in every single dimension at all times.
Yeah. So
he's everywhere.
But it's a concept theory on just like what a trans-dimensional alien could be. So it's like, it's the whole fact of like, if they're living in 4D space and we're living in 3D space, what does a being like that look at us like? That's what Q is about. Star Wars doesn't have like that, so far as I know. Whatever powers anyone has is regarding the Force. It's about just...
It's a fourth wall breaker.
He's a fourth wall breaker, but I'm saying this is why you can't really compare the two.
You reference things in real life, in real time.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. He's the Deadpool of Star Trek.
More or less, but not as...
Except he has he's not cool. Yeah. He doesn't have katanas, and, you know, he doesn't really kill many people.
Yeah, he doesn't have... But he's got the rinky-dinky characteristic jokes that are current to the current events of that month or whatever, or that year.
As far as references, he'll make historical references, but he won't...
That's what I'm trying to say. He won't make references that only the audience knows?
There's watching. Nothing to that degree. There's nothing like, oh, you're watching a TV show. No, there's nothing like that.
Okay.
It's like he's interdimensional, so he's in our dimension as well.
Yeah, he's in our dimension. Like, so he'll reference
he never mentions it. It's not as if he ever brings up the fact that he can come into ours too. It's really just, listen, you're Picard. Humans are stupid, but you seem to be a little bit different. So I want to see what you're about. But to do that, I'm a f- with you every now and then in the weirdest of ways.
They're way, way, way in the future. So anything they reference of today passed already. It's already historical documents.
Yeah,
historical
but that records. Doesn't matter because there's that are way, 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 way more in the future than them.
Right.
There's a bunch of shit in the JJ movies that are really just done because, oh, yeah, let's do it because it's cool. Let's do it because it's the thing to do this.
Yeah,
year.
The whole like, Spock thing is weird as with that in there.
The second one opens with the Enterprise popping out of some planetary ocean or some shit. Never in the history of Star Trek has that ever happened because there's never been a f-ing reason to. They try to write it off with Scotty saying, you know how ridiculous it is to have the Enterprise like be underwater? The salt water is going to f- up or all. But beyond that, the whole reason why they could just beam people down.
I got one for you that's even easier than that. The Starship Enterprise isn't a descending ship, ascending ship. They've already said that. It is a star cruiser, which means it's meant for outside of space, of Earth's orbit. So the fact of the matter is that the was able to come out of the water and still ascend is...
Right. Exactly. It runs out propulsion, so that should be done. It'd be done. There wouldn't be...
Gravity alone would up that ship.
It's meant for outside of Earth's gravitational pull, outside Earth's atmosphere, that ship.
Exactly. It's built in space.
They have Atlantis technology there, man. It's all right.
So you could, they could go sit there and say that, they figured that out. It's the future. Da, 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 da. But like, I mean, no, it's still a spaceship.
Let me get this straight. And when What's it comes up? To Star Trek Enterprise, their goes to places that aren't discovered.
That's the entire point of Enterprise. Yes.
Of the Enterprises only.
To boldly go where no man has gone before.
And that's what you don't get in the movies.
Star Trek Discovery. Star Trek Next Voyage. Star Trek that. What are those? Are they still the same going to places like the Nebula system? And
no,
all that?
They started breaking up and branching different things.
Well, hold on. Yes and no. You have to answer with a little bit of nuance. So let's break down the shows so we can get everything clear. The original series, the 60 show, is essentially that. It's episodes of different...
Christopher Columbus.
Yes. Well, boldly go where no man has gone before. Yes.
Pretty much exactly. travelers going around and going to discover new land.
Yes, exactly.
You get all these different, you get, and that's where you establish all the tropes. You get the Tribbles, you get the Klingons, you get the Romulans, you get all that.
So what's the point of the episode where they do the Alfred Hitchcock and, or the episode where it's all black and white?
Just for fun. Or the episode just for fun. Where
those are parody episodes then?
No. See, you can't say just for, like, yes for fun, but also like
they're for artistic reasons to show that they're all actors, but it was at the end of the day, it was just, you know.
Okay. Yeah, so like you had episodes where they go to a planet and they find this structure, like this is light years away from Earth, and they find a structure that's like completely Roman, and it's like, what the hell? How is this here? Like light years away from Earth, what the f- is going on here? And then you find out that it's an alien who like influenced Roman culture, like that.
So I should watch the seasons then.
It's really dope. You get so many different.
The
things.
The Purge came out of the seasons.
Exactly. If you love The Purge. All that whole series, those set of movies came out of one Star Trek episode.
Just one episode.
What the f*** is The Purge?
The Purge?
The horror movies. American
The Purge.
Horror.
Oh.
Yeah, the Purge. It was just one episode of Star Trek.
I'm like this. This is how I say it is. Star Trek is like 1,000 years, 2,000 years before Star Wars. Same universe. Earth. All that. These planets, Tatooine. Warp speed into one plane, one single rider, all that shit. I consider Star Trek, Captain Kirk, Spock was the first original Jedi.
You know what the funny thing is? You're going to have so many Star Wars dudes just be like, what the f*** did he just say?
Spock was the first Jedi without even knowing it. When he's sitting there saying, live long and prosper, that's more than may the force be with you.
I mean, it's the same vibe.
Remember, Jedis aren't supposed to show any anger, any feelings. Vulcans, no anger, no feelings.
No anger, no feelings, no emotions.
So Vulcans are supposed to, yeah, right? And then Spock is deliberately half Vulcan, half human so that they could explore the whole conflict of how do you live without emotion?
He's a Palpatine then.
Spock was the first Jedi.
I don't know what he means, but that one.
The Federation is the first. When they got them all meeting up in that one plant, that one Federation.
Oh yeah,
that's like the beginning of Coruscant and all that.
Right. What if Earth eventually just becomes Coruscant?
Exactly, and then they don't change. It's not Earth anymore. We can't call it Earth. We got so many different races here, so many different alien races that live here. So we're gonna call it Coruscant.
We all came to a conclusion, and that's the most likely name.
This is like let's be honest. It could be 3,000 years into the future this happened.
In Star Wars, are there any aliens like the Borg? That are just cybernetic machines that are zombies and stuff.
Yeah, they got them in this new You got cybernetic, and then cybernetics is heavy. Luke Skywalker gets his arm cut off. What does he put on? A cybernetic arm. Borging is heavy.
But the Borg are like a hive mind race. Are there any hive mind aliens like that where it's like it's all one mind essentially?
Well, they don't get into real detail with the
aliens. That's what I'm saying. They don't get into the aliens like that because really we've only followed the Skywalker saga unless the Skywalker ran into it. But we're starting to with the Mandalorian and.
That I like. That I think is really cool. I've always thought it'd be cool in Star Wars to get more into like some kooky aliens and then like, what happens if a black hole opens up over here? Like, I don't see stuff like that.
In comic books, there's a lot of stuff.
Let me just tell you this. You give Spock a lightsaber and some force powers, he might be cold. He might be too cold.
He's already cold, dog. He's super strong and super fast.
Relax with this fake kung fu chops.
Original Spock doesn't really have like moves like that. He has the Vulcan grip and he's just
let me tell you this. Does Yoda look like he can move? Yoda walking around crippled, and then when that lightsaber come out, that little swirling, bro.
No, that's true.
There's certain Jedi that could be sitting there and be like, bro, I only use my energy at the right when it's time, bro.
Like, no, but you're right. Like a Vulcan on a Jedi Council makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, definitely.
And I see Captain Kirk as a Han Solo.
Absolutely. In the 60s show, dude, he f*** anything that moves. Like that guy, any colored alien, it did not matter.
No, I'm just saying there's certain elements where I'm watching this being a Star Wars fan and not really getting into the Star Trek. I'm like, okay, I get Yoda vibes from Spock. I get the whole, this could be a whole prequel.
But, all right. So,
all in all together, Star Trek is... Eh.
See, like, but you're getting into it, right? You're getting into it, no?
The new ones I like.
It's got different strokes for different folks, is what I'll say. Star Trek has a bunch of different cool entry points.
My thing is this. J.J. Abrams up Star Trek for fans that are like my, let's say the in the 60s fans and the fans that were from the old shows.
Purists, yeah.
J.J. Abrams it up like he up Star Wars for me. So I'm one of the fans that like the new J.J. Abrams Star Trek, but not a fan of his Star Wars because I'm a diehard fan of it. So I can see where Star Trek fans are like, that's not my man. That's not my Spock man. It's not my Captain Kirk man.
And beyond that, like I've been through that whole route already. I got in through the Abrams movies, and then now I've circled back and I've watched them again. And it's like I can't deliberately completely get on them all the way, but I now having digested everything can see what they were saying back then.
And from watching motion picture Star Trek, the first one, the second one with mm-hmm. Khan, and the Whale documentary. That's not J.J. Abrams Star Trek.
No, but he understandably like looked at Star Trek and went, how do I make this popular for everybody? So that's you could see all the moves. You know what I mean? You could see exactly, okay, we're going to make it more faster paced here. We're going to not give a shit about some things here. We're going to just
dumb it down.
Pete Davidson said it best in one of his Bobcas. He goes, action always beats sci-fi. It's always easier to just sit there and watch a bunch of shit happen and not get bogged down with an explanation of a bunch of other shit. Star Trek is for those that, okay, I've gotten my fill of action. Give me something that has that, but also makes me go, holy f***, I didn't even think about that. That's what that's what Star Trek is for, I would
pretty
say.
Pretty much.
It's stoner material.
If you don't want to watch, if you're sick of a lightsaber, you can dummy down and watch Star Trek. All in all, guys, Star Trek is all right. It's not good to me. It's not my watch the J.J. Abrams ones. If you want to watch some, don't watch the motion picture one in Wrath of Khan. You're going to be a
I would not suggest any of the older movies. Yeah.
Shout out to the Big Comedy Network. This has been another episode of the Fast Signal. My name is Boo.
This is Raph.
I'm Tim.
And that's Josh.
Hello.
And this has been the Fat Signal.
And Josh kick and beat.
Be good humans.
Stop, dude. Not be good humans, dude. They're gonna be like, hey Roth. I hope the network calls you. Hey Roth, stop saying that be good human.
Yeah, stop trying to pressure everybody into your moral system. Be That's good, not what
yeah,
the show's
bro,
about.
No one cares about your narrative about being good. Some people want to be bad. Not be good like your weird.
Quite a lot in this episode.
I don't know what's better, the call sign or you guys about it.